Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
A new bill proposed would create Nassau County's first Israel Commission. Nassau County legislator Joshua Lafazan is sponsoring the legislation, and he joins us on the record. Joshua, Bud Mishkin here at WCBS. Thanks for a few minutes of your time today. What would this proposed Nassau County Israel Commission do?
Sure, and thank you so much for having me on the show. Just before I begin, I want to say, as a person of Jewish faith, this has been one of the most difficult weeks I can recall. The sheer barbarism of Hamas's terrorist attack is difficult to fathom. And I have three cousins serving on reserve duty right now. I have my grandma and my aunts and uncles sheltering in place. So I ask your listeners to please pray for not only my family, but for all those in Israel at the moment. This commission is super important because Israel having a strong economy is tantamount to them being able to successfully prosecute their military campaign against Hamas. And so the Nassau County Israel Commission would have four key pillars. The first, to further economic and research ties with Israel. The second, to explore potential investment opportunities in Israel. Third, to uphold Nassau County's anti-BDS law. And fourth, to work to source supplies for soldiers and for citizens.
Does any of this currently exist in Nassau County?
There is precedent. We have a cooperation agreement with the Shomron Regional Council. We have an anti-Semitism task force. Of course, we have the anti-BDS law, but nothing like this formally exists. The commission that I'm proposing is based on the New Jersey Israel Commission, formed in 1989 and still active to present day. Nassau County has rallied in support of Israel. We've seen vigils and rallies. Nassau County residents want to help. This would be Long Island's first initiative towards concretely helping Israel, again, while also helping Nassau County businesses thrive.
Was something like this proposed before the start of the war, or is this strictly in response to the war in Israel and Gaza?
No, strictly a response, right? People want to help, and the time to help is now. And with 300,000 reservists called up for duty in Israel, you're going to see, unfortunately, companies suffer. You're going to see folks who could work have to attend to childcare duties. Again, 300,000 soldiers, serving, in duty, and a potential decrease in foreign investment. And so strengthening Israel's economy not only is tantamount to helping them win this war against Hamas, but it's also advantageous for Nassau County businesses as well.
And is this something that you came up with the idea, or was it presented to you by some of your constituents?
No, this is something I came up with. I've known of the New Jersey Commission because they produce an annual report, which I think is remarkable. And so after the despicable terrorist attack, my constituents reached out and said, we want our government to help. And this is a way to help, right? People want to help. Of course, their donations matter. Of course, their rallies of support matter. But the government getting involved to help our most strategic important ally while also helping our constituents makes sense. And specifically, if you look at the key pillars of the commission, right? First, we want to further economic and research ties with Israel. The United States is Israel's largest trading partner. Right, our economies are inextricably linked. And so exploring further cooperation, identifying gaps in the supply chain and high needed products where Nassau County businesses can step up the supply for Israel, that's going to help our businesses. Right, if we look at exploring potential investment opportunities, municipalities across the country have invested in Israel bonds. Just recently, you know, after the terrorist attack, we should be exploring whether it's financially feasible to invest in those bonds so Israel has the financial means to prosecute their war.
Joshua, I would assume, as a Nassau County legislator, you have constituents of Palestinian descent, people who have family in the West Bank and in Gaza. Have you had an interaction with them over the past week?
Sure. My office phone has been ringing off the hook. I have an incredibly diverse district that I'm proud to represent. I will say this. This has been such a terrible tragedy. And not only do we need to eradicate Hamas off the face of the earth, but it is so terrible that Hamas is essentially, for decades now, used citizens as human shields and have taken away resources meant for humanitarian needs for their terrorist military campaigns. And so, of course, my heart goes out to civilians caught in the crossfire. Of course, we're calling on Egypt to allow safe passage for those who are caught in the crossfire. Of course, my heart breaks.
You told me about some of the constituents that came to you proposing about this idea of a commission regarding the constituents of Palestinian descent. Can you tell me about one interaction this week that might be thoughtful or poignant?
Sure. Well, thinking about the civilians caught in the crossfire and thinking about, those who've done nothing wrong except lived in, living in a war zone. And so there are organizations that are providing humanitarian need to those refugees. And we've been able to direct, constituents who are looking to support those efforts. We've been able to connect them with those sites. And so, again, this is a humanitarian crisis, and my heart breaks for all civilians caught in the crossfire. But my priority remains supporting Israel's war to eradicate Hamas from the face of the earth and ensure that their war of terror can never happen again.
Joshua Lafazan is a Nassau County legislator, and he's sponsoring legislation that would create Nassau County's first Israel commission. Joshua, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.